I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The new year means new health goals, not just for your body, but for your finances too. But did you know financial health is directly related to identity protection? You need LifeLock because your personal info is in endless places that are outside of your control. It only takes one mistake, and not even your mistake, to expose you to identity theft and lost funds. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your subscription money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft alone. Resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Today on The Grave Talks, Feeling Different, a conversation with Dale Quigley. Dale Quigley grew up knowing that he was different. He didn't quite know why until he started having visions, feeling emotions that weren't his, and having encounters with people that he knew were no longer alive. These moments of intrigue would lead him down a path of searching for answers. Answers as to just what happens to us when we're gone, and to identify other forces out there that may never have walked this earth. Today we hear his story on The Grave Talks.
Like you said, everything starts somewhere, and with me it was exactly that. It was my childhood. It was early 80s. I lived in an apartment with my mother, and my family member had passed away. And I remember it was roughly the evening before his funeral. And I always remember having dreams and things happen, but never anything too weird up until this point. But so it was the evening before his funeral, and I had a dream about him. And I was lying in my bed, and I remember hearing the foot creak of the floor, and this is where it gets kind of, was it real, was it wasn't real?
Mm-hmm.
Was that he was standing in my doorway of my bedroom, and I looked up and I said, what are you doing here? And he says, I'm just here to let you know that I'm okay and that I've got to go away now. And I was like, okay, but where are you going? And he goes, I don't know. He goes, I just have to go. And I said, well, okay. So I said, well, call me. And that was the last thing I remember.
Call me.
And then I kind of sat up in my bed and I was like looking around and nothing. And I got up and I looked down the hallway and right in my doorway was a puddle of water. Now, the significance behind that was that this relative drowned. So I really didn't think much of it, you know, and just thought, you know, okay, where'd this water come from? And then it was just like days later, because I just analyzed everything. And it just like, that's kind of what got me started on this journey. And I always thought about it, but I never really told anybody that story until I was late in life, like in my 20s and stuff like that, because I always thought, well, people would think I'm weird if I told them that I dreamt of a relative and they left water in my bedroom. They would think, oh, it's just a leaky pipe or something. But
sure.
At that part of the room, there was no pipes, there was no water, no, like, you know, it was a pretty sound place. So
yeah.
So yeah, that was kind of my journey starting into realizing that things were just, I just had a lot of visions. And then it was about another 7 or 8 years after that. Once again, I was still living in the same place. And I woke up and I could just see something floating above my ceiling. And I just stared at it for the longest time, but I had this really calm feeling about it all.
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't make out anything. I could just see it was like a mist, but I could make out that it was like a striped shirt. It had a striped shirt on. Could never figure out what it was. After a while, I just closed my eyes and just went back to sleep. The next day I woke up to find out one of my best friends was killed that evening and he was wearing a striped shirt. So from that point on, like you said, I've always had dreams. I've always had visions. And it seems like when one event would lead to another, and it was just always really weird. And until I grew more and more, and then this whole phenomenon of the paranormal happened on TV or watching shows and stuff like that. I think that's what's really got me started on my journey now of investigating more and always trying to find the answer is why this relative left water behind, because most other paranormal investigators that I have conversations with when I go to conventions or whatnot, I always tell them that story and they seem to be a little fascinated by it, because it's not, you know, you always say, I'm looking for a sign.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think it gets any bolder than leaving water behind, knowing what happened to them.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, the significance of the water is very interesting. That occurred like that there. After you had that experience, how old were you when that happened?
I would say I was about 8 or 9 years old.
Okay, so you were a little kid still.
Yes.
How? You know, obviously that's quite an experience to have. And I know you said you didn't really talk about it much, you know, until you were a bit older. How are you processing all that at that time, though, when you were a little kid? I mean, when you try and look back and remember what that was like, I mean, the next day, did you say anything to anybody or were you just kind of holding it in? What was going through your mind?
Well, the next day, no, I really didn't say anything to anybody. I was still processing the whole thing, but at the same time, I was dealing with the funeral.
Sure.
I mean, because to me, that was the first time I've ever dealt with death at the same time. I that was the first family member that I can remember passing away.
Yeah.
I to this day, I still remember like the whole event. I can't tell you what I ate last week, but there's just certain events that happened in my life. And I can recall like being at my aunt and uncle's house, you know, just the whole process on how it happened. And like I said, it was just, I never really grew up in a really religious family. But I just never knew who to tell that kind of a story to, because, you know, I know I deal with this nowadays with grandparents or parents call me up and say, yeah, my kid's talking to somebody. Who is it?
Sure.
So to me, I never really was that close to anybody to really tell anybody the story. So I kind of just thought it out to myself and just started this. Why am I able to see the stuff that I do, which I find fascinating. And I come to the paranormal as a more of a sensitive type of investigator. It's like I walk into places and I can feel emotions in events that have happened.
Mm-hmm. You use the word visions as well when you're talking about some of these experiences. Tell me, you know, what defines a vision to you versus having an experience where it's something like directly in front of you that other people are able to see? How when you say visions, what does that mean to you?
When I say visions, it's like it's a dream. I dream about events that I've never been a part of. I dream of people I don't even know. And then these events will either happen days later, or I will actually see that person walking down the road.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had any really negative type of, like, I haven't foreseen like accidents happening or anything like that. But to me, it's just, I just dream of something and then it happens. I'm still learning it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just how I can explain it. I see it and then it happens in real life. I think they kind of explain it as like almost like a deja vu factor.
Mm-hmm.
Like you feel like you've been there, you've done this, or something that's happening at that moment. It's like you've already done it.
Interesting. That's really fascinating. So you had these experiences as a child, and as you got older, you know, you're kind of starting to accept, you know, this exists. This is something that's going on. As you got older and as you got into your 20s and being more of an adult, did other what were some of the experiences that you had further into life?
As I get older, I always, you know, I guess growing up, it was always, the unknown always fascinated me. I always remember watching, any shows about ghosts or reading books about ghosts and just always trying to find stuff like that. And it wasn't until one of my best friends called me up one day and he's like, "What you doing?" I'm like, "I'm not doing very much." He goes, "Well, guess what I'm doing?" I'm like, "Okay, I don't know." I'm like, because he was a guy that just did a lot of things in life, and he was very successful a lot of times. He goes, "I'm a paranormal investigator."
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, "Okay, what does that mean?" He goes, "We go on ghost hunts." And right there, I was like, "Wow, okay." And he was actually one of the first people I ever told my story to. And he was just in shock that I held on to. And we've been best friends over 15, 20 years at this point. And mm-hmm. he never even knew that story about me until he told me he was dabbling into this paranormal world. And his team brought me on some investigations. And I think then was when I realized is like, okay, maybe now I can find all those answers that I had all those years of why this family member left clues behind of them actually visiting me, and why a friend of mine came to me and I could see the shirt he was wearing.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, I just started doing all kinds of research. I come to find that I love doing research. I love looking up history of things. I like trying to find answers, and I like to talk to as many people as, because everybody in this field can help one another and maybe get to maybe discovering why things happen to certain people and not to other people, why some people can see ghosts, some people can't see them, some people can hear them, sense them, feel them, and all that. And it's just been a really wild journey, and I've been some pretty interesting places and had some really neat experiences. So this journey is far from over, and I'm still looking for the answer of the puddle of the water. I hope to discover that one day. And
Who knows?
Maybe write a book about it.
Do you have any suspicions about the water, or any? I mean, I'm sure this has run through your mind various times. What sort of theories have run through your mind?
The only theory that I can think of to this day would be that they wanted to show me an absolute sign that they were there and they wanted to come and say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only theory I can really, because what other significance of water than what happened to them I would understand. I mean, it wasn't like I found a picture in a weird place, something else that belonged to them, because they didn't even live in the same place as me. So it was just, that's the only thing I can think. It was, the water was their way of showing me they absolutely was there. And if that's the only answer I ever come up with for the rest of my life, I think I'll be quite happy with that. Like, I just feel honored that he came to me to let me know these things. And I often wonder, and I've never really talked to any, my aunt and uncle have now passed away, but I've never really talked to them about that event. So I never know if he talked to anybody else in the family or if it was just me.
That's interesting. It's so fascinating when you have the individuals that are coming and giving like this message of, is it peace? Is it just I'm okay? This is just an opinion-based question, but do you think that when someone passes, that there's a window of time that they have to get around to do this, just to do these goodbyes to the people that they want to? Because it sounds like, you know, when you had that other vision and you said, well, where are you going? And they were like, I don't know. but they knew that they were in that stage of like, all I know is like, I'm going around and saying this to people, and I don't know what happens next. I mean, is it, do you think everyone gets that opportunity? And do you think we all, you know, sometimes we miss it, sometimes we see it? Does it have to be the right type of person to get that message?
I would truly believe it depends on the way the person passes. Like, my cousin drowned, so it was kind of suddenly. It wasn't like he was sick, dying of cancer or anything. Like, had that time to say goodbye to his family or to anybody. So I truly believe that depending on how a person passes, that there might be like a brief moment where they want to say goodbye to the people that they love. Because mm-hmm. I mean, I've heard of people, some of the theories are that people who die suddenly don't even realize they're dead yet. And they still roam around, still doing the things that they would normally do because they're not realizing they're dead.
Mm-hmm.
Or past. And I could believe into the notion that maybe there is a brief moment before they cross over,
mm-hmm.
that they have this opportunity to, but I also believe that they know who they can go to, because they might try to appear to other people and they might not see it or want to believe it. But at the same time, they know that, okay, this person will kind of accept the message I'm about to give. Mm-hmm. So, I truly believe that there could be an opportunity to for them to do something that they really feel they need to do before mm-hmm. moving on.
Yeah. Tell me about your sensitivity and when you know, because obviously you had those experiences in childhood. How did you start to realize that, you know, it wasn't just in dreams, it wasn't just, you know, kind of one off here and there, but that you were able to pick up on things that maybe, you know, the average person doesn't?
Well, it's been something that's been building for a very long time. And I always have that feeling that I'm different from everybody else, mm-hmm. that I'm not like my family or a lot of, like, obviously a lot of my friends now are into the paranormal world. But growing up, it was just, I felt very different. And to me watching television, for instance, I have a very hard time watching the news. Because when I hear about, especially, I don't know if you heard it over where you are, but here in Canada, they've been finding these mass graves of these Indian children from these private schools. They were taken from their families, brought to these private schools. A lot of these kids went missing. Well, they're now starting to find these mass graves of these children. So they were obviously killed. To watch something like that on TV, I start to cry, and I feel the emotion of what these people must have went through. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like that. I've been like that for many, many years, just for no reason. I watch something and I just feel what the person on TV is talking about. And even today, like, I'll walk in a room and if somebody's crying, I'll just start crying with them. And I don't even know what they're crying about, but mm-hmm. I just feel a lot of emotions. And the same thing with investigations. If I go into a room, all of a sudden I just feel anger. I just want to smash stuff. Later to find out that the person that was in that room was a very bad person. So I was picking up on their emotions. So it's a lot like that. I just pick up on things and I feel things that it's hard to explain why, but it happens.
Mm-hmm. What was one of those early things that you remember where it really stood out to you? I mean, for a lot of us who kind of feel like that and just kind of, you know, empathetically and as an empath, you pick up on those emotions and feel them that are other people's emotions. What were some of the earlier times where that happened to you and it really stood out to you and you went, oh my gosh, what is going on here? I think I'm feeling something deeply.
I think the first time the earliest I can recall, just trying to think back, because I mean, I can remember a lot of things. I think it was the first time I ever was watching TV. I can't even remember what type of what show it was, but it was a reunion show of mothers and children. And I was watching TV and all of a sudden I was just listening to this mother's story on her hard life and how she had to give up her son. And all of a sudden he appeared. And as soon as I saw him, I just cried because I could feel how much like happiness was going on. And that's just the earliest I can remember. It was just, I believe my mother was watching one of these daytime talk shows. And I just remember sitting there crying. And my mother was like, why are you crying? And I'm like, because she found her son. I mean, mm-hmm. I, you know, a lot of people can say, yeah, that's a sad story. And, you know, that's really cool. But I just felt the emotion of what it was like to be reunited with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I've never experienced, like, I've never, me personally, I've never been out of touch with anybody. I've never lost somebody to a point where, you know, they were sent away and I never saw them again. And then all of a sudden, boom, they appear. I just get that emotion from what other people feel.
Yeah. Tell me this, when you've been out on investigations or just out, you know, in life in general, have you ever felt anything, you know, just at a complete stranger where you picked up on something and you had to make communication with them because of something that you were feeling very strongly about them?
You're talking alive or over on the other side?
I'm talking about interacting with a living person, but I mean, maybe it involves something on the other side that you're just picking up on with somebody.
I have had, like, been in a room and just been standing beside somebody, and I just felt the need to tell them, like, everything's going to be okay,
mm-hmm.
and that life is really not that bad. And I don't even know the person, and it just, you know, I just sense that they're something emotionally is going on with them, and I just feel the need to tell them that, you know, it's not that bad, it'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a typically shy person, so I don't try to approach too many people. I feel more comfortable with telling people that I know. If I sense something going on, it's like I just kind of give them words of encouragement. You know, I don't even know what they're going through, but I could just feel that something is either they're upset about something. There's times too where I feel really happy. Like, for instance, coworker came into the room and I could just feel like I felt really happy that, and I'm like, hey, how you doing? Like anything exciting happened lately? She goes, yeah, matter of fact, my boyfriend just asked me to marry her.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, that's awesome. So I kind of picked up on her excitement and her joy and her and stuff like that. So it's kind of like just kind of do a snowball question just to throw the feelers out there. She'll open up about it. Like, I mean, well, who wouldn't want to tell somebody that they just got engaged or something really great happened to them? I think it's more people really don't want to open up if somebody just passed or
mm-hmm.
or stuff like that, because they're trying to hide their emotions, especially in a workplace.
Sure.
So yeah, no, there has been incidents where a person will walk in a room and I can feel their energy, and I kind of want them to talk about it, but at the same time, I'm thinking, well, if they're comfortable enough, they'll talk to me about it, yeah. And I'll be there to listen.
How did you get into investigating?
Like I said, my best friend, mm-hmm. He became a part of a team. I went out with them on a couple investigations just to kind of see, like, you know, how do you do investigations? Because at this time, it was still relatively new. The paranormal world, there wasn't a lot of shows on TV at that time. I think I can only remember Ghost Hunters and Ghost Adventures.
Sure.
Were the only two shows that I can remember that were on TV at that time. But like everything else, you know, you watch TV and you're like, well, really, how real is this, you know?
Sure.
I thought it was a cool aspect that, okay, you know, they're walking around in the dark. They've got these gadgets. Like, I'm farthest from being a tech guy, so I don't understand what these gadgets do. So watching these shows, and I thought, oh, that was pretty cool. And then when my buddy said that he was doing it, I was like, wow. And then they were doing some investigations and stuff like that. They were holding what they call these public hunts. So you buy tickets, and they'll take you into these haunted places, and they'll give you a little bit of history and
mm-hmm.
kind of show you like what goes on. And I went on some private ones at the same time, And I just thought, well, you know, this is something I really want to do. So I kept that always in the back of my mind. And the place I was working at the time, I was like talking to some people that I know. And I was saying, you know, I said, I went on this paranormal investigation and did all this, like used all these gadgets. I said, something I want to do. So I started buying, I bought my first digital recorder. I bought a digital camera. I bought flashlights. And I ordered a K2 meter off the internet. And so I was just talking to some friends at work. And I said, hey, I want to go to this well-known haunted place in our area. It was called Texas Road. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, let's go down there and see if we can, you know, seek out these stories we always heard growing up about Texas Road. Texas Road is one of those areas in every city that has a lot of urban legends. You hear there was a headless horseman. There's the lady in white. Stuff like that. So it was always growing up. We heard these. So as an investigator, that was actually the first place I investigated relatively on my own with a couple of friends. And from that evening, I caught my very first shadow person on video. So I have that profile on my paranormal webpage of the shadow person that I caught. And I think from there, it just started rolling, and I just wanted to go start investigating all these places. So just started to do a lot of research in the area I live in on places that were linked to have ghost stories. Or so just called up these places and introduced myself, said I'm a paranormal investigator, just want to kind of come in and do my own investigation about some of the stories I hear. So yeah, they were all welcoming in. And so we've done quite a few in the city, and I've now branched out working with other teams and doing some places in the United States now.
That's going to wrap up the first part of our conversation with Dale in part two. What does Dale think the origin of shadow people is? Has Dale ever encountered anything he would describe as dark or evil? What are some of the most effective ways of communicating with spirits on the other side? And just what is the dark entity that lingers around the Hinsdale house that seemed to want to take Dale over? Those questions and more in part two of our conversation. Until next time, for The Grave Talks, Tony Bruschi, thanks for listening.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The new year brings new health goals and wealth goals. Protecting your identity is an important step. Your info is in endless places that could expose you to identity theft, leading to lost funds. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
This is Julian Edelman from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings, I've got my game day ritual. Coffee, lucky socks, and now new morning Uncrustable sandwiches.
It's all about that 12-gram protein boost with the new Uncrustables, bright-eyed berry or up and apple flavors.
Bright-eyed berry's got a feisty receiver energy.
Up and apple? Your classic do-it-all tight end.
Soft, pillowy, packed with protein, and easy enough for Gronk to grab from the freezer.
Whether you're on the couch, driving to the tailgate, or heading to the locker room, new morning Uncrustable sandwiches are the MVP of snacks.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with new morning Uncrustable sandwiches packed with 12 grams of protein.